WRPQ Baraboo. W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Justice Department putting rules in place to close what's often referred to as the gun show loophole.
If you sell guns predominantly to earn a profit, you must be licensed and you must conduct background checks.
Attorney General Merrick Garland says that includes both at gun shows and online. Severe weather has moved into Florida and Georgia, leaving wind and water damage behind in Mississippi and Louisiana, including in Slidell outside New Orleans. Mayor Greg Cromer talking about one particularly hard-hit apartment complex.
We're talking with the governor's office, with GOSEP, about any kind of housing assistance, vouchers, things of that nature to help these folks.
National Weather Service sending teams to confirm if it was a tornado that touched down there. No one was killed, but one person in Mississippi did die. No charges for Los Angeles Dodgers star Shohei Ohtani, but his interpreter is looking at illegal betting charges and is being investigated by the IRS and Department of Homeland Security. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
The Columbia County Sheriff's Office has released the names of the victims that died in a deadly car crash that took place on Sunday on State Highway 60. The investigation shows a Lincoln passenger car crossed the center line and struck a Chevrolet pickup nearly head-on. The driver of the Chevrolet truck was 70-year-old Robin Purcell of Prairie du Sac. The driver of the Lincoln was a 17-year-old girl from Merrimack. The passengers in the car were identified as 42-year-old Shane Scoville of Merrimack and 26-year-old Kaiser Ballwig of Sauk City and 62-year-old Julie Scoville of Blue Mounds. It was raining at the time of the crash, but it's not clear if that played a factor in the accident. According to authorities, failure to use headlights and wear seatbelts were crash factors. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Mostly cloudy today with scattered showers, maybe an isolated thunderstorm or two here this afternoon. Our high 61 with wind out of the northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, scattered showers 43. Tomorrow, clearing 59. The weekend's looking good with sunshine and highs in the 70s. Grandpa's barbecue sauce is made from Grandpa's original recipe, and this stuff is wicked good. Get some today at grandpasbbqshop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 43. 99.7.
We hope your day's off to a great start Friday Eve, meaning we are just about there. It's almost a weekend. Here's Rick Springfield.
Jesse is a friend. Yeah, I know he's been a good friend of mine. But lately something's changed. It ain't hard to define. Jesse's got himself a girl and I want to make her mine. And she's watching him with those eyes. And she's loving him with that body. I just know it. And he's holding her. Play along with the charade. That doesn't seem to be a reason to change. You know, I feel so dirty when they start talking cute. I wanna tell her that I love her, but the point is probably moot. Cause she's watching him with those eyes. And she's loving him with that body, I just know it. And he's holding her in his arms late, late at night.
Where can I find a woman? 90s, and more.
That's the power of love.
99.7 Max FM.
There is Lean On Me, maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It is 10 minutes after 7 now. Good morning, Finn. How are you on this Friday Eve? It's almost
good morning,
the
Maddie. Yes, doing very well this morning. Happy National Pet Day, by the way.
I know. That's so exciting for anybody celebrating. We're going to actually, in just a few minutes, run down some of those fun statistics and facts that we love about all of our furry friends and being pet families and all of that good stuff. But we're just a couple of days away from you actually going on your big Ireland trip. And so how is all the planning going? Packing going well? Are you getting there? Do you have a little bit more time that you need, maybe?
Yeah, we're getting there, but not quite completely there yet. And God, I have to run some errands and make sure I've got a few things to take along that I need for sure. But otherwise, doing pretty well.
Are you going to be able really to do the carry-on?
For the trip. Well, I still haven't gotten around to completely measuring the suitcase yet. So if if it's not going to be a carry-on, then I'll switch to, well, my backpack, I guess. I don't know.
That can be a personal item. Yeah. I'm telling you. I just finished our packing yesterday. And, I mean, I was pretty much there. I had literally two things to add into my suitcase, things that I was waiting that I had to wash that needed to dry and then I needed to iron and all of that good stuff. Because I do it all. I do all the ironing. I do all the packing. I fold everything nicely because then when I get to our destination, I literally just pull it out of the suitcase. There's no pressure. I just throw it on and we're good to go. So I have absolutely everything laid out. I even try to pack by outfit, which also helps my husband as well, because then if I'm in the shower or I'm down working out or something and he's trying to get ready, I don't have a bazillion texts when I get done saying, what am I wearing? What goes with what? How do I put this all together? I just lay it all out in outfits, Finn. It's just
you're
that much
like
easier.
You're like his personal assistant, aren't you?
Oh, yes. I've been a burger fetcher for a long time for Corey Hartman, and that task continues into making sure he's also dressed properly and can get out the door. So some days are better than others. Now, I will say, when we're at home, it's not that organized. It really, truly isn't. I'll be like, I don't know, there's some clothes in there. There might be a basket over there with your stuff. It's fine. You'll find something. It's fine. But then when we're gone, though, or he's got to travel, he doesn't really like to travel. He doesn't really love to travel. He loves it when he gets to his destination and he gets to, you know, have all the adventures that ensue and, you know, check everything out and go to all this fun stuff. The actual traveling portion of it, being in a motel room or an Airbnb, not so much his forte. Yeah. So I try to make it as absolutely easy on him as I can so that he doesn't really have to think, that he can just do and then he can relax a little bit. It's really all about relaxing him is truly what it is, because he's not good at that anyway. So if he's, you know, stressed out about what's in his suitcase, well, it's not going to work.
Insult to injury kind of.
Exactly. It does. So I try to be as organized as absolutely possible. And then I figure as long as I'm organizing him to that degree, I might as well organize myself, because I don't know why he's like this. And maybe somebody can explain it. Maybe you're like this. But even after we get somewhere, right, you know, he'll always be like, oh, I don't know why you have an agenda. I don't know why you're on this time frame. Talk about being on a time frame. We've got to be out of here by 9 o'clock. We're starting this trip today. I'm like, okay, tell me again that we're not on some sort of schedule or something. It's kind of crazy to me as to why it's like that and how it works. But we make it through. We do it. And I just smile and be like, give me 5 more minutes and we'll be ready to roll.
I used to be pretty bad about that, but I've kind of relaxed a little bit on that. I mean, there have been times where we've gone to Montreal and we've gone for a big music festival over the course of a weekend. And there was times where we would need to queue up in line for a concert. And I would be a little anxious. Like, we should be going right about now.
But that makes sense. When you have to wait in line to actually do something, that totally makes sense. For him, it's really just breakfast. I mean, like, if he's not out the door with a cup of coffee in hand by a certain time in the morning, oh, everybody forget about it. It's going to be a rough day.
I can totally understand. I appreciate that. Getting hangry is the worst.
Oh, hangry is one of his worst traits, quite honestly. I mean, the man gets hangry like nobody's business. The problem is all the men in his family also have a low blood sugar. So as soon as they get really hungry, then he kind of gets a little woozy on me too. So I get how important it is, but literally like 2 more minutes of me tying my shoes versus not tying my shoes is not going to make or break the day. It's really, truly not. So calm down. I'm like trying to stand up and tie and walk and do all of it at the same time. Uh-huh. We will get out the door. It's okay. Yeah. It's all right. Everybody breathe.
You've kind of been downplaying this trip a little bit. So are you excited about this big Vegas trip?
You know, here's the thing. I've been to Vegas before, and it's been many years ago. You know, like to the point where the other day I was counting, I was like 20, 25, maybe even a little bit more than that. So it's been a long time. It's been a really long time. And I understand Vegas has changed. Vegas is, it's fun. Like, I don't dislike Vegas, but it's not my ideal place where I would go, right? Like, it's not the place that if I were choosing somewhere to go, it's not the place that I would sit down and be like, ooh, let's go to Vegas. I'm so excited. Right. That's not kind of how it is for me. So I'm excited. It's going to be fun to get away just to do something different, to go to NAB, to see people that we've known for a really long time who have, you know, who have sold us amazing products over the years and then have become friends all at the same time. So that's going to be really fun to see the latest and the best in all of these like really cool gadgets and electronics and stuff they're doing with media. Like super stoked about that. That's going to be super exciting. Doing a go-kart throughout Las Vegas that we're going to do the really long one all day Monday because it's supposed to be 75 and sunny. We're going to take the go-kart over by like Hoover Dam and it takes you down the strip. It tell you know, over by the iconic Las Vegas sign, like all the big stops. So we don't have to try to Uber our way around to do that. So we're going to do that on Monday. And so all of that seems very exciting to me. But then I'm like, but it's Vegas and I don't really do the casino thing. Mm-hmm. I don't really love like that sort of nightlife. Like I love nightlife, but it's not, I don't really get into the Vegas nightlife.
That's really not my jam either. But I'm betting that when you come back, you will be talking about that Cirque du Soleil.
I'm very excited about that as well.
I can't even say it. Cirque du Soleil show. Because I've always wanted to see that.
I am very excited, and we have never seen a Cirque du Soleil show. And one of Corey's coworkers, one of his engineering team members, actually just did a Vegas trip maybe about 3-4 months ago. And the only reason that it even came up on radar is because they had never been. He and his significant other had never been either. And they went to one, and he's like, this is absolutely the coolest, craziest thing I've ever seen in my life. So when there were really no concerts, because all of the big artists that we would have wanted to see, I mean, like Garth Brooks has shows right now in Vegas. However, the weekend that we are going to be there, this coming weekend, he is sold out, and then he actually goes on a hiatus until like mid-May or something. So, you know, we would have done that. We're not huge country fans, but hello, it's Garth Brooks. I mean, if you get an opportunity to see him, you go see him, right? He's iconic. So there were some other shows too, as far as concerts go, but everything is either on hiatus or it was already sold out, because by the time we got around to the planning stages, well, obviously you got to buy your tickets for that kind of stuff in advance. So Cirque du Soleil is where we landed. And so we're very excited to do that. I told you the other day when he was buying tickets, he's like, do you want to sit in the wet zone? Or I was like, the wet zone? Like, what are we talking about here? Because, well, I want to be fragile this morning because there's kids in the car, but it's Cirque du Soleil O is what it is. So use your imagination from there, people. We won't connect too many dots for the kiddos who are having a hard time connecting it. But so, you know, and I was like, no, that's not where I want to sit. I want to sit where it's dry. Like, I don't know. What are you talking about? So that's what we're doing for that. And then, of course, Sunday is his birthday. So we're going to go out with some friends and celebrate. We haven't really said yes to that invitation, but I don't think we have a choice by the emails that I'm seeing floating around. I don't think we have a choice as to whether or not we want to go out and do late night activities in Vegas on his birthday. So it'll be fun, though. It'll be fun. But when I would sit down and plan like my ultimate trip, Vegas would probably not be in the top 10. Now, if I had more time in Vegas and I could do things like get out to the Hoover Dam, if I could go explore some of the canyons and ravines that they have out there that have hiking trails, I would be all about that. I'd be like, yes, let's go. But unfortunately, we're just not going to have that kind of time because we fly out tomorrow afternoon late from Milwaukee. I think it's like a 3:30 flight. And then we will land in Vegas tomorrow night. So obviously going to be very, very tired. And then Saturday morning, we just get get up and we start rolling. And then we're home by like Tuesday afternoon at 3 o'clock. I mean, we have plans to pick up Aspen by dinner time. So it's a pretty quick trip. We're going to pack a lot into it all at once. Not like you, who's going to leisurely be strolling through the hillsides of Ireland and enjoying all that there is and drinking Guinness.
Jealous?
a little, honestly. That sounds like way more fun than, you know, nightlife in Vegas to me anyway.
What's funny is that I'm a creature of routine, okay? It's sure. all about I have my daily routine, and if it's upset in any way, shape, or form, it completely throws me off. So here's the deal. I mean, my birthday is actually a day before Corey's.
Yes.
My birthday is coming up on Saturday. And so we were invited to a baby shower on Saturday, okay, which is fine. You know, it's a good friend of ours, but
sure.
It also happens to be my birthday.
Yes.
And then the next day, Taylor and Colin, my sons, are going to be coming up to pick me up.
Right.
And then the following day, we will be driving to Chicago.
Sure.
And leaving at around 3 o'clock. So it's all and none of that. Except for the highlights of my birthday,
right.
I won't enjoy any of that.
No,
none of that's fun. But I'm sure it will be completely different once we land in Dublin and we go out for our first pint at a pub. I'm sure everything will be completely different.
Like, I wouldn't even go to where I'm staying. I would literally take my luggage and get a pint before I even go to wherever I'm. Like, seriously, you're in Ireland. Do what the Irish would do, right?
No matter how much jet lag you're suffering from, that's
what you do.
Doesn't
matter. That pint's going to feel so much better. It'll make everything feel better in the scheme of things. Finn will be out in Ireland with, like, these imaginary ropes just walking, Sunset and Theo. It'll be fine.
Chasing my lucky charms, little leprechaun.
It'll be fine.
Yeah.
No worries. Yeah. Don't mind the American people. Don't mind the American. Speaking of Sunset and Theo, you mentioned it is National Pet Day for anybody who's celebrating. Hopefully you have a wonderful day with your furry companions. According to a recent poll, 58% of us have at least one pet at home. I told you we were going to do some fun facts and statistics. Got to slide these in here where I can. Now, dogs are still the most common pet, and cats are next. 70% of pet owners have at least one dog. 54% have at least a cat. So there's a lot for both of us out there, right? And we know that there's a ton of animals in shelters who need really great homes. So maybe it's a time to either add somebody to the family and make them mix a little bigger, or, you know, actually add just one to the household. Fish are a distant third. 3% of households have a fish as a pet. Then it's birds, reptiles, rodents, and rabbits. Now, there are 85 million dogs in America and over 60 million cats. And we're not even talking about the ones who are in rescues or the ones who are strays. That is just the ones that we have in our homes that are being counted as pets. And those are the ones they can even count. So that's actually kind of crazy. 40% of us are dog people, Finn, and 20% of us are cat people. Just over 30% like both equally, and 8% don't like cats or dogs. That feels kind of psychotic to me. Can you not like either? They're adorable.
Yeah.
I get it, though. I'm teasing because some people do have allergies, so it makes it a little harder, or some people want something a little smaller. I get it. They find them too much work, maybe a little too intrusive. I get it. We're teasing, kind of, sort of. Now, we don't trust people as much if they don't like our pets, which is also interesting. In fact, over a third of us say it makes someone seem less trustworthy if our cat or our dog is leery of that person as well. That makes sense, though, because dogs and cats have good instincts, right? They can tell somebody who's awesome and somebody who's not, so it makes sense that we go with their instincts. 91% of pet owners say their pet is part of the family. Absolutely. 33% of dog owners also say their dog is one of their best friends. 21% of cat owners say the same, but 14% also just feel like they're cat servant sometimes. That's because you are. You are technically your
exactly,
cat servant.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
We've talked about this, right? Cats are trying to take over the world. They even look at us like that is the goal in life. So that would make total sense that we're just here to serve them. I don't know, though. Sometimes I just feel like Aspen's servant too, right? Yesterday, I was making puppy food because she's going to be boarded tonight. I'm taking her down after her dinner. I was making her fresh puppy balls, which are like coconut, peanut butter, and oatmeal. Can't have regular dog treats, so we got to improvise. And I was, as I'm sitting there making them, I'm like, I'm just your maid. This is all I am. I'm like, like your cook and mm-hmm. your maid. This is what I do mm-hmm. for you. It's crazy. 83% of us think pets are capable of love. 88% of dog owners think their dog loves them. 81% of cat owners say the same. There's actually science behind this one, though, right? Because there's certain things that dogs will do to show that they love you. If your dog is one of those that will hold a gaze with you, because dogs don't really love to be stared at, but if they'll hold a gaze with you eye to eye, science has shown that that's a sign of love from them. So that's kind of cool. When they paw you because they want love and they want pets, that's also a sign of affection that they're showing to you, according to science anyway. I just say sometimes it's annoying, especially if I'm trying to pee, and that's when Aspen decides that that's the appropriate time for love. You have to hang on just a minute. I'm a little preoccupied. More than half of pet owners let their pets sleep with them. 60% say they do. And at least say yes, and 60% say they do at least sometimes. It'd help if I was reading the right line. Aspen is a kennel-trained dog, so she does not sleep with us. Sometimes if I go to bed early and Corey's still up, she'll sneak in for a little bit, and then everybody has to wake me up because the chaos ensues of trying to get her out of my bed and into her kennel. Is it worth it? I don't know.
It's more trouble than it's worth, really. But, to each their own. Yeah.
Kinda, no, and I know some people who absolutely can't sleep unless their pets are near them, so that's cool too. Mm-hmm. Are Theo and Sunset kennel trained, or do they just have their own special beds? Because I know they're not allowed on
little special beds. Okay. Yeah,
because I know Theo likes to be a little dominant, so he's not allowed on the furniture.
Maddie, it's hilarious because sometimes Sunset will be laying on her bed, and then Theo will come in and he'll just walk up to her like, come on, move. It's like Archie Bunker's chair and All in the Family. It's so funny. Does Aspie, because I know Aspie's allowed on furniture, right?
She is. She is. She's allowed on the couch. She has her corner of the couch, and she has her own special blankets that go on the couch because Aspen is a bit of a shutter, so it drives me absolutely bonkers. But she has her own corner of the couch, but she does have a bed as well, and she does go to her bed. She primarily sleeps in her bed when she is left at home with the teenager, and she's waiting for mama to come through the door because she has a direct line of sight to the door from that bed. So she can lay there, she can doze, and then the minute she hears the handle of the doorknob move, she's like, mommy, she's home. Yeah. She's home. Everybody get ready.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And she's
standing
there.
Is that her favorite spot?
When I am gone, yes. Otherwise, it is usually her couch. Her favorite absolute spot in this world is your lap, as close to your face as she can absolutely get. So that is her absolute favorite spot, but not every day is that doable. Sometimes you got to have a little space yourself, and Aspie has no spatial boundaries whatsoever. She would love to be as close to you, in your face, on your chest, as she can possibly be. If she could sit on Corey's head most of the time and then lovingly stare into his eyes, I'm pretty sure that would happen as well, because it is a special relationship. And I said to him when he left on Sunday, I said, you realize now you're not going to see her until next Tuesday, and he hadn't even thought about that, and the look of mortification and horror that came across his face. And so then of course he's like, well, yeah, we just gotta give her extra love, man, he's gonna miss you so much. I was like, oh dude, okay. You're going to be late.
That's going to be weird for me, too. I mean, I'll be gone for 10 days, and I won't see them. And at the same time, it's kind of like I need a little bit of a break from all of the dog walking and all
of
that.
That's where I am, because we had puppy school last night. And as we were going through puppy school, I was like, you know, I'm going to miss you. I'm going to be so excited to see you on Tuesday. But mama needs a little non-Aspie time here for a little bit. Mm-hmm. Some more of these fun facts as we wrap up here this morning. Most cat and dog owners have talked to their pet at length before. So not just one or two words, but full conversations all the time. And she cocks her head, and sometimes she'll even make little barking noises back and stuff, because she loves to be talked to. So she interacts. 60% of dog owners and 52% of cat owners say they do it. Now, the teenager doesn't really talk to me, Finn. So when I'm going from room to room, she likes to be with me and she follows me. So as I'm cleaning or something, I'll be like, okay, it's time to go clean the bathroom now. Are you going to help? Let's go. And so then we both truck down the hallway and I'm carrying my stuff and she's just following, and she's, right there. And I'll be like, okay, now you got to stay here, because she knows stay and wait. And I said, now stay here, because you don't want to be in the way and I don't want to accidentally spray you, you know. And she's just cocking her head, and she's, I mean, we're having a great time. And Dexter will come out and he'll be like, are you really doing this with the dog? You don't talk to me.
Yeah.
You don't talk to me. I'm going to talk to the one person who wants to interact with me. And yes, I know my dog is not a person, but technically she is. I'm going to talk to the one thing in this house that's actually going to interact with me, and that's the dog right now. So
right.
Fine. Yes.
They will pay attention to you.
That's, right?
Yeah, I mean, you nailed it with the whole teenager thing.
Yeah.
So that you can actually have full conversations with your pets.
Yeah.
Now, yesterday,
absolutely.
I will say it was so nice because we opened up the windows and we were able to get some fresh air in the house. But at the same time, the downside of that was the neighborhood lawn maintenance projects.
Oh, they're already at it, huh?
Oh.
Does that just drive Theo and Sunset into orbit then, hearing all the noises?
It makes them way more barky because Sunset is really skittish, really skittish.
Yeah.
So every sound she has to react to.
Right.
So there was a lot of barking. So it was almost like, oh, we can't even have the windows open because we got to pick or choose. Have the windows open, deal with the noise from both outside and inside.
Right. So, so far this week, Aspen has saved me from a plastic bag blowing in the breeze. She has saved me from a robin that was obviously about to attack. She's also saved me from the UPS driver who was delivering things for my husband. And she has also saved me from the Amazon Prime driver as well. So I thank her for her service in keeping my life intact.
Yes, the mailman's truck is, you know, public enemy number one for Sunset. I don't know what it is.
Goodness. There's a reason why that's like an old cliche, the mailman and the dog thing. 58% of us think walking a cat on a leash is fine. Only 6% strongly disapprove of it. I don't mind when you do it. It's just a little jarring at first when you see. Like, I get why you do it, because you don't want your cat to run off, but you just don't think about it, right? Because you think of cats as a little bit more independent, always come home kind of thing. But I understand why people do it. So it always takes me back a minute, and I'll look, and I'll be like, oh, all right, we're walking our cat. Cool. And then I move on with life. But I always do have to look for just a second. 56% of pet owners have bought their pet a birthday or Christmas present before. Well, yeah, they're part of the family. They deserve to celebrate as well. Mm-hmm. And finally, 48% of us think pets can go to heaven. In fact, 95% of people in this poll think that their pet will go to heaven. Well, you got to believe in something in this world. And if dogs and cats can't go to heaven, I don't know what hope the rest of us have, because my goodness, they just give everything they have, don't they? And all the love they have. And so I guess I like to think the best when they're not here anymore. So yeah, I mean, if that's what you're believing, then absolutely. And again, if they're not going to make it, then the rest of us are definitely not going to make it.
Right. Exactly.
Taking a look at the forecast right now, Finn, mostly cloudy today. We do have a chance for scattered showers, maybe even an isolated thunderstorm this afternoon. Nice temperatures though, 61 for a high today. Scattered showers tonight down to 43, then things clear out tomorrow with a high of 59. The weekend, it is going to be gorgeous. If you don't have outdoor plans, make some. If you already have outdoor plans, you are in total luck, because we are talking lots of sunshine with highs in the 70s. Right now, it's 46. Time for your community calendar, brought to you by Community First Bank.
The home loan experts are at Community First Bank. Get great advice on how to improve your credit. Get pre-qualified so you know exactly what you can afford. And get matched to money saving first-time homebuyer programs. Quit paying rent, become a homeowner, and save money? Now that's a win-win-win. Experience the difference at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com/homeloans. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. Loan subject to credit approval. Restrictions may apply.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming area events brought to you by Community First Bank. On Friday night, the Portage Elks Club will be hosting their fish fry. This event will be at the Portage Elks Lodge on 201 West Conage Street in Portage. It'll be from 4:30 until 7:30. They'll have some delicious appetizers of cheese curds and onion rings, and then a fish main course. They also have some shrimp, chicken, or a cheeseburger option as well. Again, this is all going down on Friday, the Portage Elks Lodge fish fry from 4:30 until 7:30. The Reedsburg Area Medical Center is going to be hosting Vet Fest for 2024. This event will be on Saturday, April 13th. Runners and walkers are invited to participate in the half marathon, 5K run walk, or 1 mile kids fun run. This 14th annual event will be raising money for local veteran organizations as well as RAMC's foundation and its mission to support RAMC as well as the Reedsburg Area Senior Life Center. All funds raised are going to be returned back to the community. Again, this is happening on Saturday. It'll get started at 8 a.m. Check out the RAMC Facebook page for additional details. And it's also time for the monthly Reedsburg VFW Buffet Breakfast. This is going to be happening on Sunday from 8 a.m. until noon. Reedsburg VFW Post 1916 will be hosting it. They'll have delicious omelets, scrambled eggs, breakfast sausage, and more. $10 per person. Children under 10 are $1 for each year of age. And of course, all proceeds will go right back to helping veterans, their families, and community programs. Again, this is Sunday, April 14th, 8 a.m. until noon.
Hey guys, I've devised a plan to find better home internet. Kids, you scout the web for the best deals. Honey, you monitor our projected data usage.
Or we could avoid that hassle and go with U.S. Cellular's home internet. There's no guesswork, and their internet's faster than ever.
New plan. Ellen, you sign up for U.S. Cellular home internet. Madison, you bring me snacks while I stream the game. Let's do this.
Bundle and save on U.S. Cellular's new and improved home internet. Just $34.99 when bundled with a wireless plan. U.S. Cellular, built for us.
Terms apply. See cellplus.com for details.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center welcomes nurse midwife Beth Adsit.
I am a nurse midwife here at RAMC. In my role, I care for women from the start of puberty through menopause, really caring for women through those childbearing years and supporting them through all those transitions of life. I love supporting women through that labor where they think, I can't do this. And then all of a sudden it clicks and they know I'm strong enough to get through this and bring my child into the world.
Learn more about nurse midwife Beth Adsit at RAMCHealth.com.
7:36 right now. Thank you so much for joining us on this Friday Eve. Get ready for another weekend. And boy, are we ready. Because we love our weekends. We're always ready for that, right? Birthdays and anniversaries coming up in just a few minutes. If you're celebrating today or know somebody who is, make sure you text us on the Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line 355-9970. Ben Bromley from the Baraboo Area Chamber of Commerce also joining us yet this hour to tell us why weekends are best in Baraboo. It's Ace of Base now with The Sign on Max FM. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It's 7:40 right now. I just ate the juiciest strawberry I've ever had in my entire life. It didn't taste very good because it's not really strawberry season, but yeah. I stabbed that thing with a fork and there was like juice squirting everywhere. I'm like, what is happening here? That was kind of insane.
You need a bib this morning?
Now I got it all over me and I have it all over my papers. And I'll deal, people. It's fine. No worries. Between that, my scratchy throat from my allergies, we're having a bang up morning here on Goose Poop Pond. Now, let me ask you a question. Have you ever gone past a billboard and wished that you could actually smell it? You know, like when you go by one of those personal injury superstar lawyers, you're like, ooh, what kind of cologne are they wearing? Because you know,
I can honestly say no, I've never had that urge.
You know, those personal injury lawyer ones, those billboards, they're wearing something really awful and way too much of it. Well, I only asked this morning because apparently McDonald's is debuting the first ever scented billboards. For now, they're only in the Netherlands, and it's a bit of a stunt. The billboards don't actually show any ads. They're just blank red or yellow signs, but they do have smells piped in and vented out. They asked passersby what they noticed, and most of them said that they smelled French fries. Well, if that's not subliminal advertising in itself, I don't know what
exactly is.
Now, it's unclear if they're going to be doing this just for social media clicks or if this is something that might be rolled out everywhere. I mean, we have those digital billboards now that change scenes. Can actually show like little movies and stuff. Might as well have the scents piped in as well. It seems like a good idea. In the Netherlands, the billboards are being placed in areas close to McDonald's locations. Well, duh, because once you smell the French fries, then you have to have some French fries. And hello, closest McDonald's is going to be able to serve those up. So interesting concept, though. I mean, you know, as long as it's not an awful smell. I know last night we were out at the outlet mall, you know, and there's so many stores that sell like perfumes and stuff. I'm really like sensitive to that kind of stuff just with the allergies, and they all had their doors open because it was so nice, and I was like, whoa, that's a whole lot of scents all at one time. It was pretty overpowering. So as long as we're not doing something like that, then I'm all for this. But you got to think that in some areas this would be really bothersome to some people depending on what the scent is, because I am thinking, like, you know, aversions to things, allergies, all of that kind of stuff.
Yeah, so, if it were a billboard for a candle store, that would be bad for me. Anyway,
That would be awful. I say this as I'm dabbing my nose this morning. It's like a faucet. My nose and the strawberry this morning, they just won't stop. It's crazy. but anyway, it is an interesting concept. I don't know if I smelled French fries as I was walking by. That would definitely make me in the mood to have a French fry or two, which I'm assuming McDonald's is hoping is the goal with this.
Yeah, I mean, it's a brilliant marketing move.
Right?
I mean, you can almost hear inside the marketing meeting for the day, how can we bring more people into McDonald's, and it makes sense.
But, you know, I always eat a French fry or two. I mean, really, I don't need to smell them in order for me to be like, hey, French fries sound amazing right now.
It's that subliminal thing, though. I mean, you're driving by and then you smell it. I could go for some French fries right about now.
Oh, look over there. There's a McDonald's. See? It's
like walking across the street from Nito's Bake Shop.
That's
okay?
Right.
You smell
the
deliciousness and then you just have to go in,
We used to work across from Nito's. We had donuts every day. Yes, you're absolutely right. They didn't need a billboard. They just had to open their door every time somebody walked by.
Yeah.
Coming up, we're going to take a detailed look at your forecast. Looks like we could see some showers, maybe even a thunderstorm this afternoon. Going into the weekend, though, going to be absolutely gorgeous. Lots of sunshine, highs in the 70s. Sean Cable's going to tell you more in just a moment. We'll also have a look at sports next with Mike Ganger here on Max FM.
For 40 years, Habitat for Humanity of Wisconsin River Area has been dedicated to serving our community by helping local people in need. And this year, we are asking you to join us in our mission. This is John. Call me at 370-4985 for more information on how you can be part of our 40 for 40 volunteer challenge. It's a great way to meet new people, be a part of something big, and you might just have some fun too. See hfhwisconsinriver.org to be part of our 40th anniversary celebration.
Don't let a few orange barrels and detour signs fool you. Baraboo is open for business. This is George Altoff from the Baraboo Area Chamber of Commerce.
And I'm Seth Taff from Downtown Baraboo Incorporated.
We want you to know that the reconstruction of Highway 33 through Baraboo should not deter you from visiting.
That's right. Baraboo is open for business.
Just follow the detour signs.
They'll point you in the right direction.
Baraboo has so much to offer. Circus World, wineries, breweries, a world-class distillery, and a downtown that's right out of a Norman Rockwell painting. And there's always something fun going on.
like our annual Fair on the Square, Saturday, May 11th. It'll bring 200 artists and crafters to downtown for a one-day bonanza.
And on Saturday, June 8th, we'll host our annual Big Top Parade, featuring beautiful circus wagons, marching bands, and enough clowns to fill up a school bus.
So, ignore those orange barrels and head to Baraboo for the day, or come for the weekend.
For more information, visit baraboo.com or downtownbaraboo.com.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous, unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Ganger. Absolute full slate of events again today. The Oaks Golf Course is going to host a golf invitational. Baraboo Thunderbirds, Portage Warriors, Sauk Prairie Eagles, and many other schools will be participating in that event. Boys tennis for Baraboo will be hosting Toma at 4:30. And at the same time, it's a track duel as the Monona Grove will be in town to take on the Thunderbirds. Softball also in action in town tonight as Portage is going to be out at Pierce Park to take on the T-Birds. 5 o'clock is when it will get started. And then girls soccer is going to be on the road against Boston. Boys tennis for Reedsburg will be traveling to Portage this evening. 4:15, the start time for it. Sauk Prairie tennis is going to be at Edgewood. Eagle lacrosse will be hosting Watertown. And soccer for the girls will be at Madison Memorial for the Eagles. In addition to all those events mentioned for Portage, also their baseball team is going to be hosting Edgewood tonight at 5 o'clock. Bucks finish up their home slate of games for the regular season with a 117-99 win over the Orlando Magic yesterday. Bobby Portis with a big 30-point game, had 9 rebounds as well. Damian Lillard with 29 points, 9 assists, and 6 boards. Team, of course, was playing without their leader, Giannis Antetokounmpo. 2 more regular season games left, both on the road. They'll be traveling to the Oklahoma City Thunder and then finishing up the season against this Magic team at their place. When asked if the Greek Freak would be able to return for the postseason, Doc Rivers responded with, "Yeah, I'm hoping. I don't really know. I'm just hoping," is what he said during his pregame availability on Wednesday. He is out for the rest of the regular season with that calf strain. Timetables are always a little iffy when it comes to that particular injury. Brew Crew with a huge 7-2 win over the Cincinnati Reds yesterday to improve to 8-3 for the season. Christian Yelich continues his hot start to the season with another home run, 2 runs batted in for the game. Jackson Chirinos and William Contreras each drove in a pair as well in the team's victory. 4-game series in Cincinnati will end today as Freddie Peralta will get the start for the Crew. Nick Martinez will counter for the Reds. First pitch is at 12:10. With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Gang.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Mostly cloudy today with scattered showers. Maybe an isolated thunderstorm or two here this afternoon. Our high 61 with wind out of the northwest at 5-15. Tonight, scattered showers 43. Tomorrow, clearing 59. The weekend's looking good with sunshine and highs in the 70s. Grandpa's barbecue sauce is made from Grandpa's original recipe, and this stuff is wicked good. Get some today at grandpasbbqshop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature 44.
99.7
Max FM. 7:48 right now. We hope that your morning is going well so far. Birthdays and anniversaries coming up next. If you're celebrating today or know somebody who is, text us this morning on the Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line. That number, 355-9970. Pete Townsend now. Let my love open the door on 99.7 Max FM.
Oh,
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It's 7:51 right now. And Finn, it's time to celebrate today with our list of birthdays. And of course, we'll remind you as we jump into the celebrity side of things that if you're celebrating today or know somebody who is, text us this morning on the Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line 355-9970. We're going to start right out here with the celebrities. Michelle Phan is the first one on our list. She is a YouTube makeup star from 2015. Her channel has over 1 billion views and 8.8 million subscribers. Holy buckets. She is celebrating her 37th birthday, and she's on the celebrity list because she's a YouTube star.
Yeah.
Tells you everything you need to know about the world we live in, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Joss Stone, who is a super talented singer, is celebrating 37 years today. We also have Alessandra Ambrosio, who is a Victoria's Secret model. She is 43 years old. We have Trisha Helfer celebrating today as well. She was blonde Cylon number 6 on Battlestar Galactica, either way, whatever. And Carla on Burn Notice, she is celebrating her 50th birthday. This is not a stellar list of celebrity birthdays here today, let me just say.
We have one that I think is really cool.
There's a couple big ones. Yeah, as we get towards the bottom, but this is a lot of B-list celebrities on this one today.
Well, when you're blonde Cylon number 6 on Battlestar Galactica, that kind of tells you where we're at with the birthday list today.
Yeah, it's a little sketchy as far as big names. David Banner, who is a rapper, is celebrating 50 years today. Jennifer Esposito, who was on Spin City Crash, and for a very short time she was on Blue Bloods, she is celebrating her 51st birthday. WWE wrestler Goldust is 55 years old today. Then we have Lisa Stansfield on the list as well, Finn. Remember her big song All Around the World? And that was pretty much it. She is celebrating her 58th birthday. Peter Riegert, who is Boone in Animal House. He's also Seth Green's father on Dad's and Carol Kane's boyfriend on The Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt. Love him. He is 77 years old.
He's actually one of my favorites.
He's
love
awesome.
Peter Riegert. And
he's,
of course,
funny.
You've seen Crossing Delancey, haven't you?
Yes, yes.
Yeah. He was so good in that, in a movie called Local Hero that he did with Burt Lancaster.
Okay.
Just a likable actor for sure.
I know him from as Boone in Animal House,
yep.
You know, and then, of course, from The Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt as well.
Yeah.
And then Joel Grey, another bigger name on the list. He won both a Tony and an Oscar as the MC in Cabaret. He's probably most proud, though, of being the dad to Dirty Dancing star Jennifer Grey. He is celebrating his 92nd birthday today. Now, I got to get to this one because I know this kiddo's got to get to school, but it's a big one for Drew in Reedsburg. His dad Isaac texted in. They listen every morning on their way to school right about this time, so I don't want him to be late on his birthday, getting in trouble on your birthday because you were waiting for Matty Jones to, you know, announce your name. Not the way I want this day to go down for him. Drew is turning 10 years old today, so Drew, woo! Very, very happy birthday to you. Celebrate well. Have a good time. Eat lots of cake, and have a couple pieces for us too, all right?
Yeah.
Tell mom and dad tell mom and dad, we said you had to have an extra piece of cake because we can't be there to celebrate. So you eat it for us, all right? Have a wonderful 10th birthday, though. Happy birthday, Dad. Isaac, thank you so much for the text this morning so that we could celebrate Mr. Drew today turning 10 years old.
Awesome.
Now, if you are celebrating a birthday or an anniversary, all of us here at Max FM hope you also have a wonderful day and also eat lots of cake. That's what you got to do on your birthday. And remember, if you want to add somebody to the list, easy stuff. All you have to do is text us, just like Isaac did, 355-9970. Now, coming up, Ben Bromley from the Baraboo Area Chamber of Commerce is going to join us, Finn, to tell us why weekends are best in Baraboo. That is coming up right after this on Max FM.
Celebrate spring during Slama's Lawn and Sports Open House Friday and Saturday, April 19th, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Saturday, April 20th, 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. in Reedsburg. Check out fantastic deals like 0% interest for 72 months on a wide range of John Deere mowers, gators, and compact tractors. They also carry a full line of steel outdoor power equipment for everything you need to tackle your lawn, garden, and more. Make sure you spring into Slama's Lawn and Sports Open House, April 19th and 20th at 2160 East Main Street, Reedsburg.
The number one worldwide tribute to KISS is coming to Wisconsin Dells and the Legacy Dinner Theater this Saturday night for one show only. over the past 30 years. Strutter has been bringing their authentic costuming, makeup, blood spitting, and special effects to shows around the world. And now you can catch them live at the Legacy Dinner Theater this Saturday night. Get tickets online at LegacyDinnerTheater.com. That's LegacyDinnerTheater.com. And just added to the Legacy Dinner Theater schedule, the guys from the sold-out shows for Bostick's and Journey Recaptured are back with one more concert as Infinity plays the best of classic to current hits for the ultimate classic rock experience in Wisconsin Dells on Friday, May 3rd. You say it, they'll play it. This will be the last concert this spring, and this show will sell out. Get your tickets today at LegacyDinnerTheater.com. That's LegacyDinnerTheater.com.
You wouldn't let a little cold weather or snow interrupt your outdoor cooking experience? No, of course not. You're the master of the pit. No wind or snow or ice is slowing you down. So that's why we at Grandpa's Barbecue salute you. The rich, original flavor of barbecue the way it was meant to be. But you should also know that it works great in a crock pot, too. Shh, you didn't hear that from us. Grandpa's Barbecue, available in select stores and online at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
7:57 right now at Max FM, and it is time for Weekends Are Best. Ben Bromley from the Baraboo Area Chamber of Commerce joining me right now. Ben, how are you this morning? Do we have Ben? All right, so we'll wait for Ben to jump in here. In the meantime, we are going to start taking a look at this calendar of events over at baraboo.com and let you know what's going on this weekend in Baraboo. We're going to start out with something tonight and actually taking place throughout the weekend. It's called the 39 Steps at UW Baraboo. It's their spring play, and it mixes up. Ben, are you there? I hear him coming into the
My
the
goal
picture.
All morning oh, right. was to finally get there on time for my...
You're good. You're good. Did we lose him again? Did we lose him?
No, I'm right.
Okay,
here.
Okay, you cut out for just a second, but we're good. All I said was the 39 steps, the spring play at UW Baraboo, Ben, and that's as far as I got.
Yeah, you don't need me. That's exactly where I was going to start.
Good, good. We're on the same page this morning.
We are. Yes, indeed. The UW Baraboo campus play opens this very evening. It's going to play Thursday, Friday, Saturday night, and then Sunday afternoon at the R.G. Brown Theater on campus. For folks who aren't familiar with it, this is a thriller comedy. There was a Hitchcock movie version made, you know, years ago. Mm-hmm. So it's an interesting hybrid, you know. You got some thrills and some laughs.
I love that. I love that. So a little bit of everything for everybody. And this is actually going to take place all weekend long, right? There's different
you
show times.
It.
All right. All right.
7:30 next three nights and then a 2 p.m. matinee on Sunday.
All right, so definitely check that out. They always do an amazing job over at UW Baraboo with those productions. And then, of course, we have a whole lot of live music happening this weekend around Baraboo. So where would you like to jump in from here?
Sure. Tomorrow night, we've got Mark Lemire performing at Balanced Rock Winery from 6 to 8:30. And then this next one. This one is near and dear to my heart. In fact, I will be in attendance for the 80s hair band rock tribute. This group is called The Hype. And they're
going to
perform,
it.
You know, your Motley Crue, Def Leppard,
yeah.
Poison, Bon Jovi, all that good stuff at Legacy Dinner Theater, 7 p.m. tomorrow night. So join me, people. We're going to rock it out.
Should be a great, that's going to be a great show, by the way. It's going to be fantastic. I know. Are you going to have like the big wig? Are you going to pull that out? Like some of the glam makeup
so
from the 1980s?
Barb and I had a negotiation because I said I'm going with a costume. And I was discouraged from
it's
going full.
It's not good when you have to negotiate
with
your wife.
Yeah. I was talked down from the full Bret Michaels wig. But I,